This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump continues to stress the need for his proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall as a partial U.S. government shutdown continues. Here's AP Sagar Magani.
The White House says it expects the shutdown to last a while and is squarely blaming Democrats.
Chuck Schumer says we're very far apart. The reason for that is they've left the table altogether, so of course we're far apart.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on CBS This Morning, not long before incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said Democrats told him last night they're done negotiating over the border wall money the president's demanding.
The discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
The president raised the stakes, reissuing an old threat to close the southern border if he doesn't get money for the wall. The shutdown's a week old, affecting about 800,000 federal workers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fighting between Somali regional troops and Al-Shabaab militants has left at least 22 dead. A Somali government official told VOA the soldiers engaged in a fierce battle for more than 6 hours with the militants who attacked the base from four directions. Egypt says its security forces have killed 40 militants in raids on their hideouts in the Sinai Peninsula and the greater Cairo area. This came just hours after a roadside bomb targeted a tourist bus in the capital, killing three Vietnamese tourists and their Egyptian guide. The two-year-old son of a Yemeni woman who sued for a waiver from the Trump administration's travel ban to be with the ailing boy in the United States has died at a hospital in the U.S. state of California. Citizens from Yemen and four other mostly Muslim countries, along with North Korea and Venezuela, are restricted from coming into the United States under the travel ban. This is VOA News.